Because you're out, you know, so...
Nobody thought of that, I guess. So this is what we're seeing now... Well, that's kind of disappointing, actually, because I thought that it was the whole piece from beginning to end.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's what they put on German TV. So that's their understanding of it. But I probably knew that at the time. And I just forgot. But they're just doing excerpts and then interview.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, this, I'd love to put some new sound to this stuff. And you really could.
Well,
with AI silliness. You could do, yeah. You could have fun matching
right.
the lips. That's what I was saying earlier.
Well, of course, there's the original tape that I'm performing along with.
Right.
Because all of this, you can't even hear it, really. But it's going to a tape of... Oh, and there's my pals. This is... That's Berg. Forget his... That's Kathy Brew.
For me, it's an evolution of the beat culture of the 80s.
Is that... Possibly.
Text,
that may be Barbara Golden.
Oh, that'd be great.
She might be in there. I'm not sure who this gentleman is. Anyway.
What year?
Oh. I think that's 85.
That is Barbara Golden.
It's Barbara Golden. Yay. That's right. Barbara Golden. Very familiar voice to KPFA
fans. To get that to her.
Oh, I know, yeah.
To her, because I know she got a kick out of it.
Who is that guy?
Manchmal passiert etwas Wunderschönes.
That's funny.
And where...
I should know who that is. I don't know.
Where are you guys?
I told you, it's at ODC, the Oberlin Dance Collective. 17th and Mission. There's another name for it that people use. But anyway, it's still around, and they still host
the war,
theater,
the drugs,
and music.
All the sex and rock and roll. I can't remember anything.
Oh, that's Bo Takahara. A friend of mine. She had a job as arts coordinator for the city. It was like a city administrative arts job, I think, or was it private? She's a curator.
Okay, sure.
And I've even got the skinny tie on.
Yeah, this...
That was the skinny tie era, folks. You know, I like skinny ties. What's wrong with skinny ties?
So maybe here's the whole piece.
It's a good thing. Oh, maybe the... Well, no, because this is the end.
Okay.
Oh, no. This is a different piece.
So back here at the...
How long is this?
We'll see here.
Because maybe...
Oh, there, okay, then, there's the... Then it goes black, and then we're at 5:53, and then 5:55.
What, 5 minutes?
6 minutes into the tape, this starts.
What's the introduction?
601, here.
Hey, Roland.
What's the rest is blank?
Okay.
There's that piece you just saw, then black, and then
so,
this. That's what I'm saying.
So
this is
question mark.
And how much time is left?
Voices, piano, and percussion.
40
and
minutes.
How many?
Yeah, well, just
one voice live.
It's like, and then you do this whole piece. See, he's Hitler. See, I saw it right there. Where
oh,
was
my God.
Yeah. So
he gave us a hile.
He does some art.
And look, he's in gray clothes with a skinny tie. He must be a Nazi.
That's cool. I like this stuff. It looks great. It just needs new sound. It'd be fun to reduce.
Oh, no. Don't tell me it's blank. Well, you're just bad. You can't hear it very well. It's not blank, is it?
What do you mean blank?
No. I mean, there is sound. It's just sound you can't understand.
Yeah, I wasn't going.
It's not good quality.
That's not bad, but yeah. Yeah, when you're, it's mic.
Yeah, the visuals.
Those mics are getting so much. That's great.
You think that's a problem? Is that an issue?
You know what I bet we could do with this one?
Two congas.
Where are you to? Okay, you're gonna clap. This is 23 minutes in. There's existing. This exists in other tapes. You asleep here? Are you beginning to be already here?
Yeah, oh no, this is straight. Before it yeah. starts.
Yeah. So.
Yes,
I'm trying to say.
Now it's more talking. Yeah.
Yes, but anyway, there's information whiteout that exists. This exists in other forms and tapes.
Yes.
And I bet that we could match it without too much trouble.
I was going to say that, but then I realized, look at all the trouble you had trying to resync the voices in the 1984 ad.
Yeah.
Here's, you're going to have the same problem because
I don't think
it's
so.
Going to be at a slightly different speed.
I'm not exactly sure, but
audio.
I think we could make a track of this and a track of...
If only you could... Stretch. You should be able to like stretch and squish time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we did advertising, we had to chop little pieces. And I think that's different now.
Right.
But I'd have to talk to DB because he's video.
That's 15 minutes, I think, Ed. This is probably.
Okay,
should
so,
be like 40 or 30 minutes, maybe.
So that's the German guys.
Yes.
And then, well, I think that's it. That's the 7 is the German guys. Oh, this one. So what the hell is this stuff?
Oh, that's my film.
Yeah.
It's my movie from...
So I don't have a title for it or anything at all. So I think... Did this have sound on it? No.
Maybe not.
Because there's not sound.
Right.
And I think when he said, told me that, oh, I'm sorry, two of them were screwed up.
Yeah.
That I think he, everything's
he
got
meant
sound,
this, because it's so badly made.
Yeah. And I think young people don't know anything about Super 8 or, yeah.
Yeah.
So this must be a horrible thing.
Well, this is when you edit with Scotch tape.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. It's, fortunately, I didn't have any duct tape.
It's a great way to meet girls.
There you go. Yeah.
Do art.
Doing on film. Yeah. Well, I think I used to show the film at shows. sometimes. But this is good that it's on video, at least.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because now this is vintage porn, you know. With the jumping the gate and the...
Well, you know, what I call this is face
and
music.
Slices. There.
Yeah, this is face music. So I'm doing all faces and...
Okay, yeah.
Pulling my face and stuff. And doing it upside down and...
Yeah, face porn.
So this... Yeah, and then there was, I think, gesture music. And, it took about... Low budget. This is a no budget. A friend of mine has punk rock shows and he calls it no budget productions. Yeah, there's no budget here and you can kind of tell.
Yeah, like early days of hipness.
I don't know. In fact,
not
I did.
Not unlike Yoko Ono's body, you know,
yeah.
Movies.
There you go. That's right. Oh, she was a huge influence on me. When I heard, there was nothing like The Fly. Or is it just Fly? 23 minutes of just vocal sounds, wailing and screaming and groveling.
Without her, there's no B-52s. Without her, there's,
really.
She was,
I couldn't believe that.
I always hated her stuff until I kind of a bigger world.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I see. You know, that was
right.
She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't that into it at the time, actually. I mean, I knew about it. I thought it was weird and cool, but, I liked Beatles music, you know, and Lennon's and all the individual things. But that was a record. And it was one side of a record. In fact, as I recall, I think it was 27 minutes. Which was hard to squeeze. That was the most ever they... Because the Beatles, on the White Album, they squeezed it into just under 30, I think. or even a little older. I don't know. It was the limit, I think. Otherwise, I suppose the quality gets worse,
yeah,
right?
If you
squeeze too many.
Rallies don't. If you ever see, or you can look at it, find it on YouTube, the credit sequence of a series, ill-fated series called Vinyl. And it's you're on the tone arm behind the needle, and it's going crank into the music,
oh!
And then kind of jumping up, start, and it's
right.
I love it, and it's got this real like Bakersfield country western on the wrong kind of speed feel to the music, and it was they interviewed so many people and nothing really hit, and they got this country guy who does commercials, and he nails this. You know, little opening sequence.
I am.
I love that show, but nobody else liked it.
Vinyl?
The world.
I don't remember
it was,
that at all.
Scorsese and.
Forgot to drink.
And Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger's productions.
Oh, really?
And yeah, they. Something about it people didn't like. Come on, play that one for me.
By the way, folks out there, if you're wondering, you know, who's DJing the background music, this is actually coming from the wall. Can you hear that? Can you hear that, folks? Yes, that's right. This is
a
podcasting studio next to a nightclub. But you probably knew that from Dr. Hal's show, if you've seen that.
Do you recognize this place? Do you know where this is?
Okay, this,
beef. What, is, not, wait.
It looks like a setup on purpose.
This is the beginning of Act Music Spectacle 5. How long is it?
31 minutes.
What, why? We...
30 minutes.
Is it the whole thing?
Oh no, that's a different piece.
Number nine.
Oh boy, this will be fun to look at.
Yeah. Give me a comprehensive map of the names when you get it done.
Yeah.
So what tape is it?
I want to see what's on the... This is 8.
That's interesting. That I don't know. Did we skip some things?
I didn't look at everything.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just now. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to kind of get a feel for these ones I don't have names for. And this is the. Please ignore this.
Well, I don't.
With
the ma'am.
Bread demo revised. Like somebody's commercial. Western Alley Crunch.
Right.
I don't think there's anything on here of that. I think it was. I think you taped over it.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I must have, because these things were, for me, expensive.
Yeah, you know,
being a three-quarter inch. This is before VHS.
And they ain't going to be throwing no teapot.
I went to San Francisco State with a big backpack full of these.
Oh, yeah.
The original Subgenius interviews and stuff.
Oh, really?
Because I could do insert edit on some 3/4-inch machines.
Oh, yeah.
At State.
Great and strong,
and I had like a little bag in front of me with more of them.
At State? You could,
San Francisco State, yeah.
You could just walk into it?
They were in the library. There was one old 3/4-inch pneumatic editing system.
Oh, nice.
And like 6 VHS editing systems. And all the kids were on that one. So I just stayed with this. And I developed this whole thing
after
of
the fire, it was
there are big windows right here, so I bring food in.
This has to be by Friday, right? I get up in the morning, like, how is that? Right? So I call my boss, some napkins later, right? It's all okay, no problem. Joni's coming to the face, I can swing over, pick you up. I says, oh boy, Joni, no Joni.
Wait a minute. 12 hours in there, it was heaven.
I'll take a train,
these insert edits.
Yeah,
then I look at now, it's like,
you know, universities and colleges are like that. Now, were you a student there, or were you just walking in?
No, I was a student.
Oh, you were? Okay.
80s, yeah.
Oh, 80s? Well, that's when I knew you. Wasn't it? Just
maybe 70s, late 70s. Just before 80s into 80, yeah.
Every time like by the night of Slack, were you a student then?
No. So that's 84, though.
She put on wrong earrings.
Right.
Put on
so somewhere like 80, no, 81.
No, it's not right there.
Right.
Because I'm at Hillegas. And then
I sit in
right.
I
turn toward
State, but I used to go to State quite a bit. Actually, when I first got here, especially, and didn't have a place of my own, so pre-85, when I was scooping, you know, skipping around in hotels and apartments, I used to use the practice rooms in San Francisco State Music Department.
Sure.
For the pianos.
Right.
You can play piano for free.
Yeah.
So I don't have to. I remember back on Cape Cod earlier, I used to actually break into churches to play the pianos because they're all empty. It's, you know, middle of the night. You know, it's very quiet. No one's in church. And, the window just opens up. And, you can play piano. So, it may not be true now. Maybe because everything's so security is so tight now. I bet you probably can't do that.
Yeah,
you got to be a student and show your student card.
The piano room at KPFA is kind of sitting there open. I think, nowadays, so Hal probably get more of a workout there.
Nice.
Yeah, that was locked up for a long time, and then more place is more open now.
Huh. Can you still go up in the balconies and do you know what?
No, none of that
what
exists
I'm doing
anymore.
Now.
Yeah.
No, really?
Haven't for a long time. Yeah. I mean, that was partly.
Well, you haven't been there. Monstrous
decision. Oh yeah, but that's long gone. That world.
When
the world
did you,
of freedom is gone. Now it's the world of cameras movie. And. Everything.
I know. Yeah. Every inch is covered. And once it's on AI, it'll be able to tell what you think.
Well, we'll all be like the guy in Moon, where I'll go to the show and realize there's another Doug just ahead of me that's doing the same stuff. And I realize I'm being replaced. I'm being replaced by the AI Doug who's moving in the same universe, but kind of just.
Oh, yeah. That's parallel worlds. Like,
Have you ever seen Moon?
No. But you know what though? In the pale light. This is a different piece.
Yeah, this is audio from my camera when you did the Babylon Rant at the Blue Cat Bar.
Okay, right. I knew. I knew you had that because you've played that before.
Right.
But I was hoping maybe it was the video of that. Videotaped by somebody else. I don't think you shot it.
No, I would have loved to have shot it.
But, it was taped by Mark McGowan, I think is his name.
Oh, yeah.
Him?
And he used to do taping a lot.
Yeah.
At the same time I did. You should hit him up for that and see if he has any of that.
No, I have them.
Oh.
I'm surprised you didn't take them.
What form are they on? VHS?
No, they're VHS.
Oh,
yeah, you didn't take any VHS, right? You said you couldn't find any VHS?
I had some of your VHS, but I brought it back.
Oh, okay.
And then they're,
it's somewhere.
But he gave you that one?
Yes. He videotaped, I think he videotaped both nights of Pepe Palooza. In 2004.
Wow.
Remember that we were in, you and you refused to be in the panel. So I had a subgenius panel on in Pepe Palooza. I did a performance at the lab and called Pepe Palooza. That was a whole evening with an intermission. And I had two bands, the Id and the It, and a film that Doug and I made, which I haven't. Have you sent me that?
Which one?
The film we made. I think you must have. You know the Dead Rat. The Dead Rat
at Pedro's
house. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
We did it. We did an incredible.
That was sickening.
ultimately it was sickening, but
I was ready to ratchet.
It's an art film, man.
Yeah, I know.
But well, yeah. Yeah,
that was pretty fun. I mean,
it was wild. Anyway, what is it? Was it 20 minutes or what was it?
Jeez,
I think it was 15. Anyway, so we Doug and I made. I'm not sure we didn't put a title on it, did we?
You remember when that was? I should be looking.
Yeah, 2004.
Okay. I'll go look for that. Jeez.
You should have a copy, I would hope.
I'm just used to seeing this other time when Philo went out and I brought his big, he had a big head, the Overman head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And same thing. I just said, we got to do something in this kitchen. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you shoot other stuff then?
Yeah.
With Philo?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Sort of in the last era of Philo, time-wise.
Yeah.
So,
well, this is the most incredible house I've ever been to, practically. It's an old, old, moldy shack in the middle of a swamp. That it's actually physically sinking into the swamp. So when you go in, the floor is not straight. The floor is bowing. And the kitchen cabinet is bowing. It's like a boat. And on the ceiling are gigantic clouds of spider webs and cobwebs, just massive, you know, 2 or 3 feet off this low ceiling. They take over the room. I mean, the whole of nature is like moving in. Plus, you have to walk through about a foot and a half of trash and garbage. That's all over the floor, especially in the kitchen. Everything is kind of herky-derky, you know, and falling apart. You get to the bathroom, the toilet goes right down into the swamp. So you're pooping into the swamp, which you can tell it's sinking into. And then out behind it, is right in his backyard, is a cemetery. So, I mean, this is like, we should have had like a Halloween up there. I mean, it's just a natural. Anyway, this is our friend Pedro, unfortunately, he passed away. What, 15 years ago?
I guess so. From the ground up
to the very long time ago, he used to drive every night. He used to drive Hal to KPFA. Did I say every night? Every week. Thursday night, Friday morning, 3 to 5 a.m. And Pedro would. And it would take them hours. They'd take this long kind of safari. We would stop at various stores, very, very slow. And we would listen to the show we were supposed to be on the car radio.
Flower of spiritual purity.
Anyway.
In a third, an enormous Greek shipping vessel. In a fourth.
So you typed in at 1202, am I live? It says so right here, M. Pepe.
And in the remaining two hands, she held 1202?
Yeah.
So what was the first 12 minutes?
That was the good stuff.
Oh, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Before
AI and corruption. And.
Oh, wait. No, no, no. This is a flash drive you made. So you made that edit, right? Is that what you're saying?
Edit where?
Well, or change. I mean, because...
What changed?
What was the previous video?
Out of the now desolate swamp in Waco, Texas, underneath the roof.
Yeah. Because this is audio anyway.
Yeah, that's just an audio.
Did we finish the video?
No, we didn't look at all of them, but because how much of this guy can you take?
I know, it's terrible. Jeez. Well, think of the folks at home.
These are almost, so three
the
of these.
Folk at home. Maybe, does Dr. Penny listen to your show?
Maybe. I think there are three.
Maybe Dr. Penny is out there.
Two and five.
You know, we should go.
Our velocity is stillness. Eight, though, is the one with. has Velocity Stillness and some other stuff, and it's black and white.
And what one is this? Is this?
This is number 5.
This is 5, and it just says Velocity is Stillness?
It's the same as number 2, yeah, as far as I could tell.
2 and 5. Yeah. I see. Okay.
So these are, this is the German
yeah.
one now.
Oh, this. What this is the roughly, I think, 11 minutes of information whiteout that I do at a desk. I took that 10 or 11 minutes and squeezed it into 5 minutes in order to perform in the 5-minute performance Olympics, which was a part of the big, huge arts festival Los Angeles had to commemorate the 1984 Olympics, which was held in Los Angeles. So they had a big art festival, and High Performance Magazine, which I used to write for sometimes, held a contest, the 5-minute performance Olympics, and the prize was a one-way trip to San Diego. And or it might have been a round trip. I don't know. So it was very chintzy because it was an art thing, you know. So this is it. Yeah. And I got it to, you know, exactly like, you know, 4:59, I think.
See, that's why I think you could take, go find this audio and maybe even 2 or 3 other versions. But you've got it down right. to a machine level of timing.
Yeah.
And really have fun mixing different ones, you know, right. different events, picking out yeah. like some old version like this.
Right. And I suppose whatever the problems in how fast the tapes are, the digitization would iron that out anyway. I mean, in the sense that maybe it would make it easier to make them time perfectly.
See the way that's these corruptions of the surface? That's the tape. Where there's schmutz on
the dropouts, yeah.
yeah. Because those are completely forgotten as reality now.
Continue.
This, right. This thing has this attraction of weirdness by itself, just because all the... like, what's this blue thing?
You know what? I know. I mean, maybe it helps.
Yeah,
because
it
makes it more spacey and trippy.
Right.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Nobody remembers those artifacts for what they are.
It's subliminal. Yeah.
You pay money to have that dropped into your film nowadays.
Exactly. That's right, folks. You'll worship the dropouts.
Well, I used to... There were,
isn't
the
that what Steve Jobs is?
Yeah, in the early days of Digi, like faces especially, these parts, like the darkness of the nose and around the lips...
He's describing his nose and lips.
On the white surface of the skin of the badly digitized film, those little dark areas, eyes, and these would drift just a tiny bit. And
I really
loved it.
Right.
It was so cool to watch a close-up.
Yeah, because it's kind of wavy.
It's the two technologies are at half mast here, where the old gun thing of TV
right.
is met with just cubes.
Yeah.
And the cubes are trying to figure out where are you going? Just micro, and then it disappeared. Like in the first couple of years, digitization
it goes away?
No, the digitization gets better and better.
Oh, right.
It's like now we're in AI world. We're way
beyond. Oh, I see. We can change it. Yeah.
But whenever you get a new. What made me think of it was Trump said that he was going to wreck some buildings because he's got to take the copper wiring out to put the glass wiring in, the new glass wiring, and you can't make them work together. It's impossible.
Oh, really?
You know, and
so they used to use glass?
No, glass in the sense that it's like information is going on plastic instead of being shoved down copper, which was a good thing for the time. But anyway, it was you can make those work together.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the little piece. There's a little transformer. It goes, takes the copper. I love copper, but it's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
Well.
Because you can do so much more with the new way.
With synthetic materials, you mean?
And then the synthetic materials, like for many years, the Navy fired different kinds of munitions that have like 30 miles of thin wire, so it can be guided.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so those are being used in Ukraine now, and there are fields and forests covered. Billions of little strands of,
really?
Of plastic.
Oh, God.
Just sitting over everything.
Now, these are the things shot by the drones?
They're drones shot by Humies that cannot be... They don't have... they're not using radio to get where they need to go, so you can't use that. And you have to use kinetic damage on them. You have to hit them with something, a bullet or something, or another drone. Or
right.
But the artifact is amazing.
Well, if not radio, then how are you communicating?
Through that wire, the fiber optic wire. It's very thin and carries lots of info. And one of the places it was first used was in submarines to send up buoys with fiber optic wire that was went through water fairly quickly.
Oh yeah,
and did stuff. Yeah. And send microbursts to the C-1 in my day. C-130s flying around.
Oh,
little guys inside listening to this. This is we decoded it, and this is what the aliens are trying to tell us. We don't understand, so.
Yeah.
I like just the little table. You know, a guy. On a table. A guy on his table.
I know, it's always with the table.
This is the best part. Nothing. Nothingness.
But what... Oh, okay, right. Oh.
That's the end credits, man. That's the end credits.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of clapping here. We'll put in, like, roses thrown up.
A huge crowd, I think. Just the...
Yeah, and you standing up at this, like, Elton John piano, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so that, are we here? Have we arrived at? Where's the thing? Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, looks like more room. Okay. Oh, maybe this is the girls. And then we go along. There's nothing.
Boy.
Nothing. Oh, there, look.
So.
Here are the girls.
Cold. I have to get my coat. I'm putting my coat on. I'm so sick of being cold.
My house.
Oh, wait. It's right there. I do not get near enough heat in my apartment.
Oh. Yeah, that's not fun.
So, you know, if I start sneezing and coughing like hell, you'll all be sick. I hope Hal is better, by the way. He wasn't.
So this is what's on the tape after you, and we're 14 minutes in. And I was scrubbing through here, and then, well, someday... Oh,
Girls.
What? I never did listen to it.
What the heck is this? What is this?
I don't know.
We're watching this weird... this is on the same tape that...
Yeah.
What? Velocity of Stillness was on?
Let's see. Is this keep five? Going. Yeah.
Well, it's a tape over. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean... so now we're watching kind of a blurry four-fifths of screen horizontally, it looks like. Black and white,
too bad,
grainy,
you're missing them.
Old movie
a nice pile
of a girl
of mashed potatoes
eating food with her hands on a paper plate and talking.
You don't know what you're missing. Your dinner's getting cold.
So I have no idea.
Come on.
Well, let's watch it and see. Maybe they'll take their clothes off.
For you. Your mom will make you eat them. So will I. But
this was somebody's...
That's
like,
not enough for me.
Homework.
Because I want you to not only eat your mashed potatoes, but lick the plate.
You know, it helps the atmosphere, though, I think, if it is black and white. Like, I'm like that they shot one of these in black and white, you know, because...
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's a... I don't know. I like black
it's
and white.
Yeah, me
great
too.
Movies.
Velocity
French fries
and,
are getting cold.
43 characters
come on.
In black and white, those two.
Oh, yeah.
and then
you say there was a
you don't know what you're
a black and white 43 characters.
Yeah, mommy here. Made you eat your French fries.
Because you know the one that we saw, the very first piece we watched.
Oh no! So it's not
was
sorry.
In color.
So why did I wrote? I wrote that on the thing. No, there's only velocity is here.
Oh. Yeah, oh so wait, what happened to the movie?
It, so it's at the end of this. See, we come to the end, then it goes black, and then the girls.
Oh.
So yeah, I can watch it. Oh look, strangle scene.
So yeah, so fast forward, we just go to the.
So it goes to the end. That's it. So I wrote on here. You can change this. It says for some reason, it says black and white 43 characters. I must have been hallucinating. Because it's not there, so.
Oh, okay.
I'll change it.
And there's only one 43 characters anyway, right?
There are two of them. They're the same one. This oh, hey, stop.
Oh, same exact thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one and three.
Yeah.
And
well, I can't wait to look at this.
And oops, and four.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the.
It's interesting because it covers such a long period. So it goes from 1980 to 2004.
Right.
What's going on now?
And Scott Beal has the one I did at the Black Cat, I think. Or did you do that? Remember when Scott Beal did his performance series at the Black Cat? Yeah, I did one, and it was videotaped. But you did you videotape that, or was it Scott?
I know I did, because that's where that audio came from, I think. The Babylon. Did you do Babylon then?
No. I'm talking way back 98, maybe.
I'd have to look.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
98, I think. Yeah. It was such a great series.
Yeah.
Remember when the Big Ray, he did a great one. At Cell Space, remember? Big Rig.
Who's Big Rig?
Reverend Imhotep is making this terrible sacrifice solely in order that you, the overman of his temple, may glimpse for a few minutes the very rarely seen official pink policy of the conspiracy. As embodied in the top secret,
now
extremely
it looks like
classified
have,
advertisement
oh,
number
wow.
one.
I got it. I meant to put this
Burn
on your thing. I'll put it on before we
Let start. Us pray. For the mortal soul of the courageous Reverend Bubba Free Imhotep Innocence the First, Michael Pepe, even as we watch
VHS.
And be watching,
yeah.
he's
real unfortunately
yeah,
soulless.
This one is kind of pretty bad.
But
Michael Pepe,
it works out. But the stage camera is wonderful.
Oh, I remember the guy that did it. He was a friend of ours.
Yeah.
What was his?
I was trying to remember earlier. Remember.
Kurt. Oh my God, finally! Oh my God, this is so historic. This is a performance that I gave in 84 called Ad, although not the right
title. Got a
problem. So if you want the real title, it's AD.
Bring it to the friendly people.
And
people touching people.
And so I'm
people
doing this monologue.
Rubbing against people.
See it. This camera is great.
People developing the nuclear
so this is where we link your
capability
lips.
To incinerate people.
We had to chop up the
sound
little
like a flash in the
stereo
tape
that I made and
you
link and
for
yeah
less.
And make the
you
mouth work to. Right with it.
You're you.
Your mouth has to work with the words.
And you've gotten
it took a long time,
bigger
but it was really
and
fun.
Earth shaking so, than your grandfather could have dreamed.
That looks like a pretty good.
How do we keep bringing them
sink?
To you year
yeah.
after year?
Are you saying that it wasn't like
better?
That initially?
Yeah. No, it was.
By
no,
using
it was the
technology
mono sound.
To
so
this
the, sound,
is good. This is
the sound wasn't very good. So I had a stereo tape, and
now,
I we married the stereo tape
the
to this. We matched
going
it to the mono sound.
Smart shoppers
the mono
and
sound
new
away,
low
it was
value in the time it takes
oh.
to
so in this
our
one
number.
You can hear. Listen later. You can hear a guy. Say,
and you
he
know
has your
which one
open.
That is.
Yes.
And you couldn't hear that in the mono.
Call now,
so
won't you?
Now
oh,
you can,
really?
You can hear
for
people
more of what you've come
you,
to expect
and, you know,
just, from us.
Yeah. But the zipper thing, I think, got Move. You for a second. You tripped on it.
A certain dependable kind of image.
Oh, my God.
An image
and
of the way you'd
see,
like
when
people.
You turned away, we didn't have to hear.
Passive.
When you turned away from the camera, we didn't
Pretty.
Have to link those words, you know.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Could get what? Away with it. It was really fun.
As white as the complexion
now you say
of our
we.
Finest women,
you're
grown right here by our special
yeah,
process.
Later,
Wait,
you.
What's the fuck up?
No, just
go back and say what you're saying.
As right white there. As the hair of God,
where are we here?
White as it was in life.
Love that line. It's white. Wait, God's
dead? Finest women,
dead?
Grown right here by our special
Actually,
process.
More... Tell me when it's happening.
Right
as white as the hair
grown
of God,
right
white as it was in
there
life.
Okay. Back it up more. Yeah, grown
For more
right
of what
here,
you've come to expect
I
from
think
us.
That, you can tell.
Style. Mood.
Yeah, it's much better sound.
A certain dependable kind of image.
Oh, the sound improves.
An image of the way
yeah,
you like people to say.
Nice.
If
passive. Pretty. White.
You probably have a copy of the old mono sound. It's pretty rough.
As white as the complexion of our finest women, grown right here by our special process.
Sounds pretty kinda, good.
Yeah, yeah. Just no. It sounds great, but
as white as the hair of God.
You can tell if you look at the frame or how.
White as
the walls
in life.
Little,
you mean there's like a trail?
There's a tiny moment where
the
your
blank
lips don't
sheet
match
on
this,
which
so.
You write your mind.
You're looking at my lips. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what we had to
And
match.
Who are we?
I had to match my tape.
We're the happy people. Happy to live in a world of images.
I still have that suit.
Images of war.
Really, that's great.
Family.
Yeah, that was a
crime. Fun images that help rinse away unsightly self-images so you can get away from the privacy of your own home.
You can get away from the privacy of your own home.
After all,
right,
aren't
exactly.
you what everything's here for? You're what we're here for.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's why we made everything.
Oh, I gotta start a
and
video
that's
channel.
Why everything made you. And that's
yeah.
why you,
but you
made up.
Well, anyway.
Why everything made you.
What's that for?
And that's why you
figure out what she
made
said.
Us.
But in the mono, you can't hear those people at all. It's really mono sound on a USB.
Who are we?
Right?
It was really awful. The technology.
We're the money people.
That's great.
Much better.
The people
cheaper.
Who take
so this is
your
my
money.
Stereo.
No more money hassling.
D5 Sony Walkman.
But what about
plugged
little
into
Dickie?
The board, plugged into that microphone.
What's
really?
Little Dickie
yeah.
going to do when you're working
yeah,
late
back in
and
84.
Wilma's minding the fort
using,
and Sis is
I always got the best Sonys
out.
I could to you know, keep,
yeah.
the, keep the sound.
Put away those straps and
yeah.
buckles. Dickie's
That's
safe with us.
Good now.
No, this is
It's
good.
All better. Yeah.
He's even learning to speak again. Our way. Best of all, he's safe with the people who know what it is you want from a world. Simplicity. Reliability. A world you can go to without worrying about whether your money is safe. You know it'll be safe with us. Safe inside a world of quality and service.
That little bit.
You know, when we first got into this business, we didn't know much more than you.
Gave me.
Like you, we thought
you
there was a world out there.
That.
A world of
that
value.
Is still there.
A world that needed
I mean,
meaning.
I still haven't finished it.
Yeah.
Beauty.
I mean, that's good.
Love.
Yeah.
Very excellent.
Beauty and
a
love.
A world
that's what he
that
said.
Needed
oh,
a
right.
better
yeah.
product.
As you're talking, even back then in 84, this guy understood. Beauty and love. Oh, he's taking back the beauty and love. I
There's
think, from the
just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great rant.
And you want to know something. You want to know just exactly what it is you're supposed to do. You don't really care why, just so long as it's the right thing. It's natural. Everyone wants to do the right
See,
thing.
I remember them being more rowdy than this.
But sometimes it's hard to know just what the right thing
you
is.
Know.
Let's say you're black.
It gets
and
later.
You've just lost both your arms and legs defending U.S. interests in Beirut. You come home and get thrown in jail for life for beating up four white cops.
With no arms and legs.
You want to know just exactly what is it I'm supposed to feel? We can't give you all the answers. But we can help you flesh out your fantasy that there are some. At our labs, we use only the finest homemade ingredients. Love. Children. God. And the purest blend of money your needs can buy, grown right here by our special process. A process in use since our first mom and pop operation. Who are we? We're the normal people. The most normal people in the world.
Oh, sorry.
But not quite as normal as you.
Yeah, when you're... See, that's what you remember. I forgot the line.
God. And the purest blend of money your needs can buy, grown right here by our special process. A process in use since our first mom and pop operation. Who are we? We're the normal people. The most normal people in the world.
Oh, there we go, right.
Kill normal
but
people.
Not quite as normal as you.
Wow.
Why?
That's great.
They take it first.
You're unique.
It's
that was every time.
It's natural. Everyone's
kind of lost
unique.
The beat there for a second.
What did she say?
Why? You're unique.
It's we want our freedom.
We're not normal.
It's natural.
We want our freedom.
Everyone's unique.
I think that's that's Paul's girlfriend.
You're more unique than anyone. You stand apart from the
crowd.
You're normal. Normal is a typical herd of sea cow. Normal is an exploding stellar nebula. Normal is a typical South American anteater. Normal is the world in which we live. And what could be more normal than that? Certainly not the competition. How do we stay so far out in front of the pack?
I hope I didn't go on too long.
By building a racetrack decoy ideology with the pickup of a domestic and the maneuverability of an import. Who are we?
I can't believe, this is so great, though.
We're the information people. The people who bring you the information you need to help you through your busy day. Information about divorce, drug abuse, adhesive tape research. Information vital to your survival, because information is the most important part of our world. In fact, it's the only part. Information like light, living things, information between neurons.
Wait, what was that?
Fast-breaking genetic information.
Oh, neural.
Information you'd be hard-pressed to do
but it
without.
It was a skip, right?
Information you maybe, simply can't get anywhere else at a value
like a
no
bump.
One can.
Yeah, I heard too.
Breaking genetic information. Information like light, living things, information between neurons.
Yeah.
Fast-breaking genetic information. Information you'd be hard-pressed to do without. Information you simply can't get anywhere else at a value no one can underprice.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's try this little test.
What's that? Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Compare.
I thought I suddenly had become stereo. Because there's very... There it is again. What just happened?
Now...
You're probably hearing
on the one hand,
I just got a much better. Wait a minute. What's
on the other? The competitors brought up.
Is that in the tape? I mean, in the.
I don't know where.
Now, some people would say this hand is empty.
Maybe back it up a little.
Sure. But other people would say, like light competition.
There you can tell.
How do we stay so far out in front of
a pack? Because of that buzz.
By building a.
I remember doing that.
Normal is a typical herd of sea cow.
My good soundtrack.
Normal was
a guy
an
on the board
exploding
hit a button
stellar
and
nebula.
Corrected it.
And it's really?
And so I
Normal
had to,
was a typical
later in the edit, I had to
South American
use
anteater.
The old mono soundtrack for a second coming up.
Normal is the world in which
here
we live.
Here.
I'd like to be more normal than that.
Hear that buzz?
Yeah. Certainly not
that's
the
all
competition.
I had to work with. So. And then it goes back.
How do we stay so far out in front of a pack?
Okay.
So maybe that's what you heard.
By building a racetrack decoy ideology with the pickup of a domestic and the maneuverability of an import.
I think better. It is more centered in my head. It was in
who
my
are we?
Right ear.
For the information people. The people who bring you the information you need to help you through your busy day.
Where
information about divorce.
We went backwards.
Drug abuse.
People to hear things.
Adhesive tape research.
Too many times.
Information vital to your survival. Because information is the most important part of our world.
Oh, then we're back to the neurons.
In fact, it's the only part.
Yeah, I guess.
Information like light. Living things. Information between neurons.
That's
wrong. Fast-breaking genetic information. Information you'd be hard-pressed to do without. Information you simply can't get anywhere else at a value no one can underprice. Let's try this little test. Compare. Now, on the one hand, our product. On the other, the competitor's product. Now, some people would say this hand is empty. But other people would say this hand hasn't been filled yet. But when it has, I'll like what's in it. Those are the people we're looking for. The people who look on the bright side. The people who want to like things. And that's what life's all about, isn't it? Liking.
Vikings?
You want to like as many things as you can.
This is before the invention of the
You want to have as many things as you can. It's natural. Everyone does. But not everyone feels that way. Some people don't want to like things. The people who aren't good enough to have them. People from unfurnished countries. People with smudged skin. People who have sex with males. The people who want to ruin everything. They want the things you like, but they're not
Kim
willing
Jones
to do the work you need to have done to get them.
Yeah.
When they do your work, and they do get them, they just use them for their own purposes.
So
but you don't. You don't say my
left.
Purposes.
7 minutes left.
You say our purposes.
Wait a minute.
And who are we? We're the real people.
They're saying bad words.
The people who make you real. So real you can almost see yourself.
I don't know.
More real than you've ever been before.
It was a wonderful rant.
You've never been at all before us. In fact, nothing has. And not even very much of that.
Thinking back on it, was it a rowdy crowd?
Not even this sentence.
Yeah, I mean, but.
Because when we say disposable.
Right, in it. Yeah.
It's a subgenius.
We could mean just about anything. And who are we? We're the other people. The people other than you. People so other, we're opposite. Yet so people, you'd never guess we weren't the real thing. The people who are almost you, but couldn't quite make the final preseason cut.
What the hell was that?
People who are a little more than you, because we make the things you know you ought to be making. Things like money. Revolution. Art. Love. Things the negative people told you were more negative important people. Than what you're making now. Us. People so other, we're even other than each other. So other, we're even other than ourselves. You. Because you're one of us. How do we know?
No.
Nowadays it's a little more involved than just counting the arms and legs as Grandpa did in his day. Nowadays we're a little more scientific than that. But the original formula still remains the same. You see them, they make you, you join us. And who are we? We're you. You don't settle for less. You don't have to. You're you. We're nothing without you. And within you. And someday, you'll be nothing too. Don't you think it's time you said hi?
I'm fashioning the end of the show.
Call now. You remember our number. Void where prohibited. Everywhere. Hurry while the customer lasts. Supply is limited. In fact, we have an old saying. Bye-bye.
Livestock management's got other priorities.
What was that?
Livestock management.
Okay. Oh, stop. No, give me a break.
Oh, is this one of these things like when the video ends, immediately goes into a commercial? Wow, that was good.
Okay, so I'm putting that on.
I had no idea. I had no idea the existence of that tape. And the quality.
There you go.
And now you. But wait a minute. So were you shooting? You were shooting it, right?
Unless you plan to decommission the boss.
No, I was not.
You were?
Because I was in the show. Jerry, I had to do stuff.
No right. Shit. So who... Oh, that's right. That guy.
No, I think that.
What's his name?
The old coffin varnish.
And old what was all that... what was all that about?
They don't make anything like they used to. Damn right.
Oh, that's
neither.
Anthony.
I've seen a few showdowns in my day.
Hopkins.
Both of them you know.
We suddenly went into movies. Looks like.
The only drink to the lady with the white shoes.
Is any of that on?
Perhaps you better drink.
BJ Pussycat says hi to Peps.
Deep and dreamless slumber.
Hi, P-Cat. Oh, too bad. Too bad. I thought maybe. She could have been doing a stream on this. That's why I wonder if she does. If she does a Twitch stream for Wednesday night. feet. Oh no, we're all done. Oh,
I can't tell.
Well,
no, she wasn't. She's in immersed in Bellator.
Now is this one? Is this one of these?
Tell me I'm too young to understand.
I'll listen later. Okay.
They say I'm caught